too clear. So Allah subhanahu is saying, we know everything. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا أَمَانِي وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ Allah subhanahu is giving us characteristics about this group of people. We want to know about the characteristics of these people, just read this section of Surah Baqarah. One after another ayah is just giving about their delicate intricacies, about their personalities, characteristics, lifestyle, everything. In this next ayah, Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ And for amongst these Ahlul Kitab, for amongst these people of the Bani Ismail who share the same genes and heritage and genealogy from the time of Musa al-Islam, for amongst them, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّون أُمِّيُّون is the plural of Ummi. Remember, our Rasul was also Ummi. Ummi means someone who cannot read and write, who cannot differentiate the words. They can see the words, but they don't know what they mean. Or in other words, you can say unlettered, not illiterate. It's wrong. Sometimes people translate Ummi as illiterate. No. Illiterate means like a jahil person, like someone who's not even educated at all. No. Ummi means that they may be educated, but they're not educated as you and I are used to being educated, writing and reading. They're educated from a different paradigm. Anybody know what that is? How do they get educated? There's only two facts, no, apart from the heart. There are only two faculties that they use. We use eyes, we read books, we use hand, we use brain. They also use brain, but they don't use hand because they don't write anything. They don't use eyes because they don't read anything. They get educated through some two other organs, two other faculties. Shukriya. Faculty of hearing. And what's the second one? Speaking. Yes. Jibreel came and said, Iqra. Okay, I heard Iqra. I say Iqra. I became educated. Do I have to read Iqra? No. Do I have to write Iqra? No. He used to listen three times from Jibreel Islam. He used to repeat three times from Jibreel, in front of Jibreel Islam. And Jibreel Islam would confirm, yes. And then automatically Allah would make it memorized on his tongue. And from the tongue, where would it go? Where is the database held? The whole Quran is not on the tongue. It's held where? Heart. Aap samajh mein aaya kyun Allah ne kaha, dil sakht ho gaye. Ye dil sakht ho gaya, isme to Quran bhi nahi dakhil ho sakta. Because Rasulullah in his life, he showed that if I am an ummi person, this is where my Quran resides. And Quran will never reside if this is stiff and hard. And that is what this ayah, the previous ayah meant about. Sara synchronization khutbah 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 khutbah. That the previous ayah was about hardening of heart, and now these three ayahs is talking about what happens to those people who have hardened hearts. So over here Allah is saying that there are some amongst their tribes, there are some who are ummi, who are unlettered, but they're educated. And that means they learn through ears and they learn through speaking, as the Prophet was doing. And why is this called ummi, by the way? Why is this way of learning and teaching ourselves, hearing and speaking, why is it called ummi? Why isn't it called abi, abi? We are abi followers or abi prophet? No. Why ummi? Shayad maa ko pata ho, kyunki naam unke peeche laga. The word in Arabic means mother. Can you recall the last time when you saw a mother or your wife talking to your son and daughter when they just came from the hospital or when they were like 6 days old, 6 weeks old? How does a mother communicate? Does she write something here, baby? You want milk? Hey, you want to change pamper? No. Does she read that the baby is giving something? It says, okay, the face, matha pe likha, pamper change karo. No. She's not using eyes, she's not using hand. She's using this. She listens, it's time for milk for this baby. She listens, it's time to change the diaper. She listens, there's a colic pain, we got to give grab water. Talk about a colic baby and you can tell. If you ever had experience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named this whole philosophy of teaching after a gender, which is very muqaddas, because Rasulullah said three times, spend time with mother, and the fourth time he said father. So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala balances the two genders in Islam. Who says that Allah discriminates between men and women? Who says that Islam is a very racist religion and discriminatory between males and females? Well, one person does say, Dr. Amina Wadu, that she's giving khutbah next Friday in Manhattan. And the commotion is growing and growing and brewing. She's professor of Islamic studies in Virginia Commonwealth University, talking of a Muslim, and says that we can pray, a Muslim female can come and lead the Jummah Salat. Why, on the face of this earth, after the coming of Islam, this will be probably the first time in the history of Islam that some Muslim woman would even dare to do that. But hamari kismet. Before Qiyamah, we're going to see a lot of things. In fact, Rasulullah said, before Qiyamah, you will get such a bad kind of glimpse. Society becomes so bad. Abhi jo kuch aap dekh rahe, fahashi, huriyani, kharabi, aap kehte hain, isi se insaan tang aaya tha, bardasht, dil bar. Abhi isse bhi bura hona hai. Zara soche kitna bura ho sakta. Ye to abhi shuruaat hai. Main ye nahi ke dara raha hu, lekin main samjha raha hu ki hame apni rasti kasni hogi. Kyunki jaise jo maashra badalta jayega, kharab se kharab tar hota jayega, hame apni kamar band tight karni hogi, warna hum bhi usme pighal ke mil jayenge. What I'm saying is that this, what you see the society today in the Muslim country, 53 Muslim countries with 53 Muslim head of states, and the societies over there becoming so vulgar and profane, and you think that, oh, you give up, you feel so frustrated, how come Muslim countries have this kind of ridiculous behavior? It's going to get even more worse than that, because according to the Hadith of Rasulullah, he said that Qiyamah will not come until you see that the person who is steadfast on their own helm, on their own perseverance, they get shaken up. The word hilm, ha, lam, and meem, hilm means perseverance. It's the nth degree of sabr. In order to have hilm, you have to have at least, prerequisite is to have sabr. Being patient is the one thing. Being haleem or halima, like for a female, is a totally different thing. Rasulullah is saying that the one who is haleem, the one who is haleem and halima, they will be totally shaken up from inside. That's how worse the society is going to become. They're okay, Mawla, mujhe to apne istiqamat pe bhi dar lag raha hai. Itna fitna fasad aa chuka hai maashre mein, itna bura ho chuka hai. Jidhar nazar daudao, jidhar kaan daudao, insaan astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah par. Ek woh zamana tha ki insaan nazar jidhar daudao, kehta hai subhanallah, subhanallah. Aaj bhi kuch log hai subhanallah par rahe, lekin woh dusre category mein aate. Usi cheez ko dekh ke subhanallah bhi par rahe. Hamara astaghfirullah par rahe the. Phir baat sari ne yaar ki, which side of the court are you in? Seekh liya, what jaldi seekh liya. So Allah SWT tells us that for amongst them there is a ummi people. People who are unlettered, but they got educated. However, because they are lettered, the lettered people in their qawm, they used to ridicule them and make them feel down. Why? Because Allah is telling us hidden wise, inherently in this ayah, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّنَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابِ. From amongst these people, you know, the Bani Israel coming down from Musa Islam, there are some who are ummi, unlettered. They don't know how to write, and they don't know how to read the kitab. So they don't know the kitab. لا يعلمون الكتاب إلا أماني. They don't know the book, because they can't read the book. But they're educated. And they don't know what the other group of people are doing to the book. They're changing here and there. See, Allah is showing, this is the silver lining. You know, like in this country, they say the proverb, what's the silver lining in this? Allah is saying that not all of them were corruptive, not all of them were bad. There is a silver lining in there, that some of them were good. But look who were the good ones. The one who didn't know how to write. You see, agar insaan ye sochte hain, maine char kitabein padh li, char kalam mere pocket mein, aur main likhna aata hai, main bada behtar ho gaya hu. Ye takabbur agar kisi ke andar aa jaye, Allah Taala use uska ye ghamand aur usi duniya mein tod ke dikha deta hai. Kis tarah? ایک اس انسان کے سامنے اسے ذلیل کروا دیتا ہے دنیا میں جس کو لکھنا بھی نہیں آتا. یہ ہے سنت اللہ. This is what Allah is saying. کہ کبھی اپنے اندر اتنا غرور گھمنڈ نہ پیدا کرنا کہ مجھے قلم سے لکھنا آتا ہے, مجھے کیلیگرافی آتی ہے, مجھے فلا آتا ہے. کیونکہ یہ گھمنڈ اور غرور اللہ تعالیٰ کیسے توڑوائے گا؟ اسی چیز سے جس چیز پہ گھمنڈ ہو رہا ہے. لکھنے پہ گھمنڈ ہو رہا ہے, آؤ کسی ایسے انسان کے سامنے جسے قلم پکڑنا بھی نہیں آتا اور دیکھو وہ تمہاری کیا ریزہ ریزہ اڑا دے پاش پاش کر. That's what Allah is saying. This is the hint inherent in the ayah. Because the other group, they used to feel so proud. Oh, we know how to read, we know how to write, we can read the Torah, we can change the Torah, we can write the Torah. But Allah said, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ. For amongst them, there's a people who don't know how to read and write, but they're good. But then they are getting corrupted by the amani. Amani is the plural of aman, meaning in the sense of the wish and whim and desire. So Allah is saying that even the good people are getting corrupted, bad, infiltrated, influenced by the elite class who knew how to read and write. They're getting corrupted by them because of their wish and whim. It was their wish and whim to change the ayat from Torah. It was their desire to remove the name of Muhammad ﷺ from the Torah so that nobody can claim, oh yeah, his name was there. So they are also, I mean, उनके ऊपर भी आ रहे बिकॉज ऑफ दैट बट दे डिड नॉट स्टॉप देम सो नाउ दे विल ऑल्सो मीनिंग इमाम कुर्तुबी रहमहुल्लाह सेज़ इन हिज़ तफ़सीर ओवर हियर दैट अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला इज़ व्हेन ही कम्स टू द अज़ाब ही गिव्स अ कलेक्टिव अज़ाब ओवर हियर बिकॉज़ इफ दे वर गुड पीपल इन द सोसाइटी व्हाट गुड वाज़ इट उन अच्छे नेक लोगों का उस सोसाइटी में उस माशरे में रहने का फायदा क्या हुआ जब वो एक दूसरे खराब इंसान को रोक नहीं सके और आज हमारे उम्मत इस्लाम में यही प्रॉब्लम कि बुरे लोग तो बुराई करे जा रहे हैं हर धर्मी के साथ करे जा रहा है बिल्कुल सखावत के साथ करे चले जा रहे लेकिन हम और आप जो अच्छे लोग हैं हमारे अंदर इतनी भी जरूरत नहीं होती कि हम जबान में चंद कलमात ही ला ए भाई ए बहन ये बुरा है इतना भी नहीं कह सकते जैसे पुराने जमाने में कहते थे इत्तकिल्ला या रजुल इत्तकिल्ला या इमरा इत्तकिल्ला ओ मेल ओ ह्यूमन बींग ओ मैन फियर अल्लाह ओ वुमन फियर अल्लाह हम तो इतना भी नहीं कह सकते और यहां पर अल्लाह ताला हमें बता रहा है कि अगर तुमने भी इसी तरह हो गए इनकी तरह तो जान लो वो दिन दूर नहीं जो इनका हशर हो हमारा भी हशर हो और हो रहा है तातारी आए वहां के रेजा रेजा कर दिया उम्मत इस्लाम को और आप दूसरी दफा हाँ पिट रहे हैं एक दफा तातारियों ने मारा और एक तरफ जब्बारियों ने मार रहे अल्लाह बचा That's what Allah is saying. Illa amani wa inhum illa yadhunnun. And they are only calculating and thinking and anticipating that change will come. Or maybe this whole issue will be subsiding. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this whole crux of this whole issue, these four ayahs that we took today, is telling us about cultivating a culture. Imbibing, inculcating in our mindset, in our soul, a culture of stamina and courage against batil. Against fosh, fasad, fujur. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us that if you get this complacency, if you get this attitude that astaghfirullah, so I know better than Allah, Allah said in the Quran, do this, but now it's not applicable anymore to me, then we are like these people. That after listening to the ayat, after listening to the tafsir of the ayah, I don't implement that ayah, then that's the same way like I'm changing the ayah and I'm saying, oh, I know better than Allah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Because Allah gave that ayah, why? For ittiba, for obedience, pairvi karne ke, implementation. And if I don't implement, to main kya zulm kar raha hu is Quran ke saath? Main ise padhta hu, ise hifz karta hu, dil mein samata hu, aur phir usko amal bhi nahi karta. Is tabaat ko Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahan pe utha rahe hain, ujagar kar rahe hain, zinda kar rahe hain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is awakening the spirit over here that if you have this tabaat, this opposite. That you read the Quran, you memorize the Quran, you listen to the Quran, but you don't implement any of the Quran, there is a direct dichotomy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is hinting, is hitting hard on the head, on the intellect, on the mind, that, oh mu'min, oh reader of the Quran, ya qari al-Quran, if you find yourself like that, then what injustice and wrong you're doing with Quran? Why do you read it? Why do you memorize it when you're not implementing it? And then ayah will come later in verse 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, what will be the hashr? What will be the huliya kya hoga? What will be the recompense returned of those people who pick and choose with Quran? Pick some parts of Quran and fix it on this. Yeah, this is easy to implement, easy to obey Allah. And pick other parts, oh, this is very hard on me. Put this on side. It's not applicable to me. What will be happening to them? That will be in verse 85 in future Fridays. We stop over here. Any questions in regard to the topic, please? We're gonna today draw a boundary. Anything within the boundary of the topic, you have question, most welcome. If not, we'll make dua and then have snacks. But anything outside the topic, please ask the Mufti Hazrat, inshallah.